Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad.
Show number 88. We are a full-fledged real show over here. And what would a real show do? Get down to business. The rounds today: bees, finance, Ohio, and ghosts. Round one, bees. I decided to make this a challenge round, so don't get your hopes up. 2 points will be a huge accomplishment. The keys to success are low expectations. Maybe we should just quit now and move on to round number two. Question one. Which famous comedian was the main creator of the 2007 animated Bee movie?
Jerry Seinfeld.
Correct. Great movie. But what's the deal with 4D movie theaters? Pay extra to get sprayed in the face and rocked around? These pretzels are making me thirsty. No soup for you. Question two. How many flowers must honeybees visit to make 1 pound of honey?
50.
Incorrect.
15,000.
2 million. Like I said, this is a challenge round. 1/112th of a teaspoon is how much an average worker bee will make in their entire lifetime. Question 3. How many times can a bee sting you before they die?
1.
Correct. Why? Because the stinger has barbs that make it so it can't be pulled out. Once it's gone, it leaves a hole in the bee's abdomen, and the bee loses some insides, kind of like bleeding to death, but they don't have blood.
That's why people say wasps are meaner than bees, because wasps are less reluctant about stinging you, because they can sting you multiple times before they die, but bees can't.
I wonder if bees know it, because they don't seem to sting very often, do they? Question 4. What state is also known as the Beehive State?
West Virginia.
No.
California.
Utah. Also, the inventor of the Frisbee was born in Utah. Question 5. How many eyes does a bee have?
2?
Incorrect.
0.
5 eyes. 2 large compound eyes on the side, 3 smaller eyes on top of the head. The ladies get 2 points. That's an accomplishment. I said it was going to be a challenge round. Round 2, finance. You got to learn. You got to save. But you got to spend. You got to budget.
Eat.
And eat. Question 1. In accounting, the term ROI is often used to describe the financial performance of an asset. ROI stands for return on what?
Impact.
No.
Insult.
The correct answer, investment. Question 2. What amount of money do people often offer you to hear your thoughts?
A dime?
No.
A nickel?
Ooh, a penny. I heard you whispering a cent. The saying goes, a penny for your thoughts. Question 3. What animal has a 7,000-pound bronze statue outside Wall Street representing optimism and growth?
A lion?
Solid guess. New York Public Library. Incorrect.
A horse?
Closer. It's a bowl. Stock market. Bulls equal good. Bears equal bad. Question 4. What do we call the money we have to pay the government?
Inflation.
No.
Taxes.
She got it. Last year, the average tax rate in the U.S. was 24%. That means when you make $100, you pay $24 in taxes and you keep $76. Then you pay the electric bill, the gas bill, the water bill, food, you buy some magic cards, you go to McDonald's, you get some dog food, there's an emergency.
Stop telling them about your life, Daddy.
And then you have a dollar left and then you go to bed. Question 5. You have the 1, the 2, the 5, the 10, the 20, and the $100 bills in the U.S. Can you name 3 of the people who are on these bills?
Abraham Lincoln,
that's
Benjamin
one.
Franklin,
that's 2,
and George Washington.
Nailed it. George Washington's on the 1, Thomas Jefferson on the 2, Abraham Lincoln the 5, Alexander Hamilton the 10, Andrew Jackson's the 20, Ulysses Grant the 50, and Ben Franklin on the 100. Okay. The plan is for Harriet Tubman to be on the front of the 20 to get some female and racial diversity into our currency, but despite a lot of yapping, it has yet to happen. Also, when kids at my school ask me to borrow some money, I always say, I only carry hundreds, and then I walk away. 2 points. They're up to 4. Sponsor alert. Golf Pong, 4.6 stars on Amazon. A great gift. It comes with a hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a carrying case. Link is in the description. Round 3, Ohio. Speaking of Ohio, how about the Oregon Ducks with the monster 1-point win over the Ohio State Buckeyes? Could be the Ducks' year. Question 1. Ohio starts and ends with the same letter. 3 other states do the same. Can you name at least 2 of them?
Alabama and Alaska.
And Arizona. The girl started singing, and alphabetically you nail it right away. There's the 3 of them. Question 2. What Ohioan established himself as the first billionaire in U.S. history by creating the Standard Oil Company?
Arthur Weasley.
J.D. Rockefeller. In 1911, the government ruled that Standard Oil was a monopoly, and the company had to be broken into 34 smaller companies. ExxonMobil, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, still around, still big, all came from Standard Oil. Question 3. What Great Lake does Ohio border?
Is it Lake Michigan?
No.
Lake Ernie?
So, judges, half point. It's Lake Erie. I think Ernie is close enough. It's the smallest Great Lake by water volume. Question 4. In which Ohio city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located?
Ohio City?
Nope.
Columbus?
Cleveland. It's a cool looking building that sits on the shore of Lake Erie, or Lake Ernie, as we will call it from now on. Question 5. Ohio is known as the birthplace of aviation because the Wright brothers, Wilbur and Orville, built their plane in a bicycle shop they owned in Dayton, Ohio. However, the actual first flight took place in what other state?
North Carolina?
That's right, Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. They chose Kitty Hawk because of the wind, the sand to land on, the privacy, and also the local people were on board with the experiment. A 2.5 round for the girls. They're up to 6.5 in a challenging show. Round 4, ghosts. We decorated for Halloween today. It looks great if I don't say so myself. Got some price-efficient items from Temu. Shop like a billionaire. They're not even a sponsor yet. Question 1. Who is known as the friendly ghost?
Isn't his name Fred?
No.
Ghostbuster.
Casper. This question, I was thinking, oh, is this just for the grown-ups? But then I Googled, Casper's been hitting, you know, shows left and right. You guys had a chance on that one. Question 2. What Georgia city has the moniker of most haunted city in America?
I don't know.
Atlanta?
Savannah. Why? Historic buildings, cemeteries, haunted places to visit like the Marshall House, a Civil War hospital, and a history of disease and conflict. Question 3. Who does ghost Jacob Marley visit in Charles Dickens' story, A Christmas Carol?
Scrooge.
You got it. Scrooge is transformed into a kinder, gentler man.
I thought he was a duck.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck is something. I agree, but he's not Ebenezer Scrooge. I don't know what show that's from. Maybe Darkwing Duck, maybe DuckTales. Woohoo! Question 4. Mary Shelley conceived which famous character during a ghost story competition with her friends?
Dora the Explorer.
For realsies?
It sounded good in my head. Like, yeah.
This is the ghost round.
Jim the Haunter.
Gosh, I think Dora the Explorer is a better answer. Frankenstein. Now, I guess he's not a ghost, but, you know, whatever. They weren't getting it anyway. She said a nightmare also contributed to the character. Question 5. What is the name of the Harry Potter ghost that haunts the girls' bathroom?
Myrtle.
Moaning Myrtle. If you haven't read Harry Potter, you need to. It doesn't matter your age or what kind of books you like, it will suck you in. You will read them and your imagination will be better for it.
Don't watch the movies because Voldemort is...
I think the movies are great. Another 2 points. They are at 8.5 headed into the 2 Truths and a Lie, SpaceX. Every time I see a UFO or a shooting star, turns out to be SpaceX. Statement 1. Elon Musk received an undergraduate degree from Ivy League, University of Pennsylvania. Statement 2. SpaceX sent Elon Musk's personal Tesla into space, and the car is currently orbiting the sun. Statement 3. SpaceX has never sent a human to space. So you have Elon Musk's degree from University of Pennsylvania. Elon Musk's personal Tesla is orbiting the sun. SpaceX has never sent a human to space. The lie.
SpaceX has sent a human to space.
They have. It's the first private company to send people to the International Space Station, which, yes, does mean that his Tesla is orbiting the sun. And there is like a fake astronaut or Martian looking dude in the driver's seat. 9.5 points. We hope you have a spooktacular Halloween, and we'll see you next time.